Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara at the end of Daf Lamed Dalet on Beis brought a machlekes. If one says Emish Lavoy, Emish Lavoy Sai, Rav Nachman says the din is called Dalim Govar. And the Gemara asks from Shnei Shtoris Yitzim Biyim Echod, if you have two stories, the Fonenu or one Sode, Achas shall Ruvain, he wrote a shtar matana to Shimon and a shtar matana to Levi, and they're both on the same day. Neither one is more of muxing than the other. The halach is, according to Rav, Oyma Yachloiku, and according to Shmuel, the din is Shuda de Daini. So the Gemara is asking that neither one say the psak is called Alam Govar. Why is Shnei Shtaris HaYotzin B'yei Mechot different than the case of Zeroim Mishal HaVoysai V'Zeroim Mishal HaVoysai? And the Gemara answers that Hosam Leka L'Meikam Alo De Milsa, Hocha Ika L'Meikam Alo De Milsa. In the Gemara's Kasha, and you look in the Sugya in Ksubis, it's Mevur over there, and that Tzadik Dalmat Alav, Tu L'Shaynis, How To Yimazbe The Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to one Lashon in the Gemara, the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is Tolly in the Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar if Eide Mesira, Eide Chasima Karti or Eide Mesira Karti. That means Rav would hold like Rav Meir that Eide Chasima Karti, the Chalois of the Shtar and the Hakno is with the Eide Chasima, and in Mela that Hakno, that Kenyan is only B'Seif Hayoim, and there's no Nafgemina if he writes to one an earlier in the day or later in the day, both of them the same koyach mitzad shtar, because eide chasim mekarti, and therefore Rav will pass kinyach leiku, or Shmuel will hold like Rav Elazar that eide mesira karti, and in Mele you could have a suffix to who was the shtar given over to first. Was it given over to Reuven, was Shimon, whoever was given over to first, he is the bailim on that karka. And in Mele we can't, according to Shmuel, we can't paskin Yachloiku, mitam vadai, because it's not equal. Both of them are not equal. Each one has a svar to say maybe he is the full bailim. And on that, the Gemara says, Shmuel paskin shuda daini. L'chayra, if you say this is the machlokes in Rav and Shmuel, so then the Gemara's kasha is only from Shmuel. Shmuel paskins v'mokim sofik shuda de daini. We'll see later what is exactly the svar shuda de daini. And by zei mishal avayzei, mishal avayzei, Rav Nachman paskin called alim gova. But from Rav, there is no kasha. Because according to Rav, since he holds like a mayor, the Eide Chasima Karti, so the Chaluka here is Meteiras Vadai. Meaning, since the Kinyan is Chal B'Seif HaYoim, Lefi the Chasima Sashtar, and each one has a shtar, then he is the Bailim. So it makes enough Gemina who is first. Because since the Kinyan is Seif HaYoim, they have the both equal Koyach in this Sode. And in Mele, we have to say Yachloiku Midin Vadai. A second Lashon in the Gemara Ksubis explains that Lekuli Alma, both Rav and Shmuel agree to Rav Elazar that Eidim is Sira Karti, and it's possible that either one of the two is the full Bailim, and they argue which is a better Psak in Sveikis. Is Chaluka Adifa, and that's the Shita of Rav, or Shuda, the Dain is Adifa, and that's the Shita of Shmuel. L'chayr, l'fi, this Lashon in the Gemara Ksubis, then our Gemara's Kasha is both l'fi Rav and l'fi Shmuel. Because according to both of them, they're saying a psak in Sveikis, and the Kasha is, why by Shnei Shtaris Yotzim Yemecha do we pass in either Yachloiku or Shudid the Daini? And when it comes to Zeh Mishal Avaysa, we pass in Kol Da'alim Govar. Shitas HaTosfos in our Sugi is that the Gemara's Kasha is Aliba de Shmuel, who holds like Rav Elazar that Eide Mesira Karti, but according to Rav, who holds like a mayor, the Eide Chasima Karti, so the Achloiku is not Mitam Sofik, it's Midin Vadai, because they're only Kanu at Seif HaYoim, and may look both Akoina B'Yachad, and there is no Kasha why the Din should be Achloiku. The Rashbam says that the Gemara's Kasha is even according to Rav. Even according to Rav, that says Yachloiku, says the Rashbam, the Sveikahu, it's a Sofik. And the Rashbam Dir Masl Shuda says that the Kasha is given according to Rav, like he says, Lil Nami name Rav Nachman Chaluka or Shuda. Rav Nachman said earlier, should say either Chaluka or Shuda, which means that the Gemara is not only asking Aliba de Shmuel, the Gemara is asking even according to Rav. And the Chayrit Shverk, according to Rav, the Chaluka is Medin Vadai. And even if you know who is the one who received the Shtar first, but the Chayrit, the Kinyan is only Chal B'Seif Hayyim, and the Kanush name B'Yachad, like Tesis is Mazbrit, Alpi the Gemara in Ksubis. The Pnei Shleima is Miyashiv, this the Rashbam, and he explains that the Rashbam holds that since the Kenyan is only Chal at Seif HaYoim, when the Meicher could be Chayzer Bay, and he can be Makne to the other, so then we always consider it like a suffix. Did he have in mind to be Chayzer from giving it to the first person and give it to the second, or vice versa? So Melo B'Seifa Yoim, we don't really know, even though B'Seifa Yoim, each one has the same Kayach to be Kaina. But if he was Chayzer, then only one of them would be Kaina. Or maybe his government Dati L'Haknus only to the Rishon. So since we have a suffix, the Rishbam could learn that the Gemara's Kasha is that Rav is L'maisa saying Yachloiku even in the case of a suffix. And Mele, why does he say Yachloiku? Why not Paskin Kol Dalam Gover, like Rav Nachman says, by Zeh Mishal Avoisai? He adds that the Rishbam in the beginning of the Sugya writes in the Tradomer Poshet that even if we'll be in his bar, that he gave it to Shimon in the morning and Levi in the afternoon, and towards evening it makes no nafgamina, which is mashmah, even according to Shmuel, there will be no nafgamina. So that means that the Rishbam understood that the Sugya held that Misvara, Bein L'Rab, Bein L'Shmuel, it's possible to explain they hold Erichasim Mekarti. And the Machlaikis is Chaluka better Psak, or Shudadina better Psak? So that means there is no Shaykhis really to Machlaikis Eidim Asirah Karti or Erichasim Mekarti. Because whether Eidim Asirah Karti or even Eidim Chasim Mekarti, you could have a suffix if he meant to give it to either to Shimon or to Levi. And Mela, the Psak of Rav and the Psak of Shmuel are both Psakim in Tzveikos. And in Marzik of Aldeke Kasha, that how come when we paskin in Tzveikos, either Yachloiko or Shudu the Dagni, why don't we paskin call Dalim Gova? The Gemara answers, and it's Mechalik, that over there by Shnei Shtaros Hayotzim B'Yoyim Echad, Lekal Amekam Allah de Milsa. And the Rishbam explains that means that even if Edom will come and say that the Shtar was written and given over to Shimon in the morning and was given over to written and given over to Levi in the afternoon, but Enak Dama L'Shois, there's no Nafgamino, which one was given over first, it's all going to be Chal B'Seif Hayoyim. The Rishonim asks, but that's according to Rav, you say that Eidim Chasim Mekarti, but according to Shmuel, that holds Eidim Mesir Mekarti, it's totally in the Eidim Mesir when it was given over, so Avadetz Ikala Mekam Allah de Milsa. Eidim will come, and they will testify and say that the Mesira to Shimon was before Levi, or vice versa, it was to Levi before Shimon. Whichever one's Mesir was first, he is the one who is Kaina, the Sadeh. The Chayyim, the Fidah Chayyim, we mentioned before, the Fidah Pnei Shleima and others, that they want to say that Shmuel could hold also Eidi Chasima Karti, and still the suffix of if the Psak of Chaluk is better or the Psak of Shuda is better, because even if you hold Eidi Chasima Karti, we explain it can be Chayzer and be Makne to the Sheni, so it's always a suffix. Was he Nischavin Lachzim in a Rishain and Melo B'Seif Yoyim only the Sheni is Kaino, or maybe he was Gamba Dati to be Makne Rak to the Rishain. So since it always remains a suffix, even the Mandami Eidi Chasima Karti, there's no way to determine Lamaisa who was given to. And that's what it means, Lekel Mekem Allah de Milsa. But the Ramban has a different way of understanding it. The Ramban explains, Lekel Mekem Allah de Milsa means Mitoich Hashtar. We say, just like the Eidi Hashtar were not medactic b'shois, because everything is totally in the Yoyim, so too the Eidi Mesira are not medactic b'shois, v'lo yizbar adover, and it won't become clear. That means that the Ramban is explaining that when we say Lekel Mekem Allah de Milsa, the Eidim Asir are not medactic. And if they're not medactic, so we'll never come to a birr that who was given over to first, which is Mashman, the Ramban, that the Etzem, it's not Lekel Mekem Allah de Milsa doesn't mean that it's the Efshar level of the birr. It's possible to come to a birr if the Eidim will come and say there was Nimsar to Levi or to Shimon first, but it's not Mistaver will come Lidei Birr, because Eidim are not medactic in the time of the Mesira throughout the day. They know which day, but they're not medactic when during the day it was Nimser. Rabbeinu Yoin is Mevar, that since they know who is the Eidim Mesira, and you can't be Oymed on it right now because they forgot the time where the Eidim died, so then it's Su Lekel Amekim Alo de Milsa. Then you're not going to eventually either be able to Mevar because there's no Eidim here. If there would be Edom, you would have been Mevar right away. And then it wouldn't have been a suffix. It wouldn't have been a machlaikis. It wouldn't have been an argument of who is the Bailam of the Sodah. Just ask the Edom Asira, who was given to. Obviously, the Edom Asira either not here, or they died, or they forgot this man. So we're never going to ever come to a bir. In summary, the three ways to explain the Gemara, what does it mean by Shnei Shtaros Yotzim B'Yemecho, that it's Lekel Mekem Allah, the Milsa? Either it means that it's not possible to mivar who it was given to, because even if it was given to one before the other, it makes no nafkamina, because it will, even Shmuel will hold Edi Chasima Karti, and it's a suffix if he decided to be Chayzer from the Matana to, let's say, to Shimon, he changed his mind to give it to Levi, or he wasn't Chayzer, because the Kenyan is only Chal B'Seif HaYoyim. That's the way the Achrayim would understand it, according to the Rashbam. Or the way the Ramban explains that it's mistaver that it will not come with the Biru because the Edom are not medaktik b'shoyes. Or the Rebbe Ben Yaina says that if the Edom is here already, we're not able to mivare to you the time exact when it was given over, so mistaver never will come l'day Biru. That's all by Shnei Shtaras Yaitzim Yaim Echad. Masha'en Kein, the Gemara says, Hacha, by the case of Zerim Eshel Avoysai, Zerim Eshel Avoysai, Ikal Meikim Allah de Milsa. What does it mean, Ikal Meikim Allah de Milsa? Over here, the Rishbam explains, because you can never be mevar who the din is with. So bezin mishnadal, the lashon of the Rishbam is mishnadal and bezin bedinon v'donin oisei. Over here, shema yaveu Edom. Maybe Edom will come and then they'll say that his vade belongs to this fellow and not to the other person. So therefore, ain't bezin is kokin lahan lodin din shesayfei lovel the ives. Bezin is not going to paskin a din which will eventually chas v'shalom come to the ives, to a corruption. What you paskin is going to be incorrect. El manichin oison v'chol da'alim gover. You have to leave alone the psak and call da'alim gover. And that's why by zemishlavayis say we leave it alone and we don't say yachloiku or shuda the dining. The Rosh in the Tshuva adds, and he says that by Shnei Shtaras Yoytzim Yemechod Lekel Mekem Olo De Milsa. So mainly we have to paskin, but by Zemesh Lavay Zemesh Lavaysai Ikel Mekem Olo De Milsa, it's possible to come to a real conclusion. So he says a Rosh Nistalku Chacham Min Adin, the Chacham Misalik themselves. The Omer called the Alim Gavar. L'chayra, from the Lashon Rosh clearly, and even the Mashmois in the Rishbam, it's Mashma that the reason why in our Sugya by Zemesh Lavaysai will pass and called Alim Gavar, based on that Ikla make him a lot of milsa, is that Bezin will not paskin. So that's good if we understand called Alam Gover as a siluk. Bezin's misalik themselves and allows the Balidin to fight it out. And with Samek, like the Rosh says, that the one who is the Emes Ito, he'll be Misatzein Bedinai, he'll be Meiser Nefesh, more than the other one to prove that he is the Bailim. But according to the other Rishayim, that a Mashma that called the Alam Gover is a Psak Din, well, you can't even farish that Bezin's going to be misalik themselves, because they have to also, they're also pasking. They pass called Alam Gavar. L'chayr, we could explain it, L'fir Ben Yoyin and the Muki Yosef, that Bezin cannot paskin Shuda, the Daini, or Yachlaiku, because since it's Yitachin that Edom will come and be mevatel the Psak, that's a G'nai LeBezin. Mashenki, the Psak of called Alam Gavar, is not a Bizoyin LeBezin if it's Nisbatel. So Lefir Ben Yoyin and Muki Yosef, even if you understand that Koldalm Gavar is not a siluk, it's Taka Psak Bezin of Koldalm Gavar, but it's not going to come in the Ives. It's not going to come as a bizoyin to Bezin if it's proven that one is a Bailam over the other. Bezin never said differently. But if they pass and shoot at the dining and they give it to one, but Teres Vadai, or they say Yachloiku, and then it becomes this bar later that it was belonged to one of them, that is definitely a bizoyin for Bezin. And that's why we will not pass in Shuda or Yachloiku in the case of Zeim Eshel Avoysai, Zeim Eshel Avoysai. In the Etzem din of Shmuel, that we say Shudah D'Daini, we find the Machlekes Rishayim, what does it mean, Shudah D'Daini? The Rishbam learns here in other places in Shas that it means, L'oysay sheyehei noita leva dayonim sheyeh noisen oyaveya kreve yoyser. Devadi lahu gomr va'akni loy. That's the one you give the karaka to. Why? Bezin will evaluate and shots up who they feel that the noisen would have given this karaka to. And he's probably the real Bailam. So Shudah D'Daini is based on a Midas Hadas of the Noisin, evaluating who the Noisin would give on a real Psak. Tosfos argues, V'shem Rabbeinu Tam, and says that Shudah D'Daini means, L'mi sheyirtze hadayin liten. Whoever the Dain decides to give it to, he's allowed to go ahead and give it. Not totally in how the Dain feels that is really who really the owner should be. Shudah D'Daini means that whoever the Bezin wants to give it to. And he brings a Yerushalmi that says, La'ezim en sheyirtzu Bezin lahachlit machlitin. It's a lotion that Bezin has the right to give it to whoever they want. Toys asakash, if that's what Shudah D'Daini means, so they should give it, Yitain l'mi sheyitain l'ischar. So they should give it to whoever pays them off. Whoever pays them off, they should give it to, because it's Bezin's full right to give it to whoever they decide to, not even based on who maybe is the real owner. So Tosfos answers, he says, Yeshlema dechol dayon the mekabel agra lav dayonahu. Any judge that accepts payment, or not, in this case, not really a bribe, a payment is not considered a dayon. And the Muki Yosef says that in Yerushalmi they call it Sheikha de Daini. That means you have to give shaychad, because you can do whatever you want. And what does it mean you have to give shaychad, do whatever you want? Because since that gufa is what the psak of Bezin is, the Bezin shall decide whatever they feel like. So you're not really being noite to the dayanim to one side over the other side. Shalayka din. That is a din. Whoever Bezin will decide to give it, then give it to. Who said you can't give money? The Dakin Moshe and Simon Reish Mem is Medayik from the Nemuki Yosef, that the Shita of Nemuki Yosef is Taka that it's mutter to give Sheikha to the Dayonim. Because that's what the Nemuki Yosef is explaining. Over here it's a Sheikh to the Daini. That's what Shuda the Daini means. It means try to get the Dayan to judge like you. So what's wrong with giving money? Nothing wrong. You're not in a regular din Torah. There are two tzadim, and one is the true tzad, and the other one is not the true tzad. So if you give shaychat to the dayan, should see it your way. So you're being ma'avis is hadin. Over here, it's not that the dayan is passing according to what the truth is. The dayan has a right to give it to whoever he wants. So why not try to influence his decision? Is anything wrong with getting the dayan to decide to give it to you if he's allowed to do whatever he feels? So Allah Lamaisa, the Dakim Moshe says that's what the Muki Yosef held. But the Shach in Sivkot and Dalid argues on the Dakim Moshe, and he says that the Kavan and the Muki Yosef is like the Ramban and the Ran in the Sugya, that it's just Bederach Guzma that you can give a Sheikhad. Because since Shuda Daini, so whatever the Dain decides. But Avada Ladina, it's also to give a Sheikhad, to give any Sheikhad to a Dain. Maybe the Taisvah says a Loshin that called Dayani the Mekabal Agra Lav Dayanuhu. It's a Maguna, it's not right to go ahead and give something to a Dain. Now the truth is, Taisa says also, another pirish, Dafka Dayin Mumcha could do a Shuda de Daini. He brings her Sheshes as a Gavar Rabba, and he said, Nachman said, Ma Lav Dayanohu, the Taisa in Kedushin of Ayin Dalit is Mechir from this, that Shuda is what the Dayin wants, like many times pirish, Tully and Dafka Dayin Mumcha. And he adds that it's Midin Hefker Bezin Hefker, and that's why you need a Dayin Kavua. But if Rashi and the Rishbam, that it's told, it's a svara of who really is the real nice saint, so what do you die in Kavua for? L'chayra, the svara of Nachman is not any more than the svara of Rav Sheshes. They're both qualified dayanim. Whatever dayan feels is the one who probably would have received it, then he's the one that he gives it to. It's not a din of a hefker bezin hefker that would require maybe a dayan kavua to pass in such a din and to be mafkerit. But the Ranik Subis, Daf Nun Dal and Daf Yerif says Fakert. He says Lav Lememri the Rav Sheshes Lehoyer Roy LeBezin. It doesn't mean that Rav Sheshes was not Roy LeBezin. Da Mumcha Hoyer. Umishu Mumcha Din Oy Din. Whoever is a Mumcha, his Din is a Vadi a good Din. Alochi Kamale. Da Ni Mumcha VeGadol Mumcha. I'm a bigger Mumcha and greater than you. And these are the main key words. V'chiven the Shuda Shikla Dasu. Since Shuda Dain is Shikla Das, Shikla Das and Mokim Dika Godel Lav Klumu. Your Shikla Das is not worth anything with Mokim that is somebody greater. Which is mashma the exact opposite. That if it's tolling the Shikla Das of the Dain to decide who really is the owner in this particular case, that means who the Nisim would have given it to, like the Lashon of the Rishbam and Rashi is, who is the Oyavaya Kreva Yaiser. So for that, you need a greater Mumcha. Shuda is a Shikla Das. It requires the highest level of Shikla Das. Mashenke in the fear of Ben Tam that says that the Yisoid of Shuda Daini is Mashirtsa Dain Yaseh. So then why would you need the greatest Dain for? Even a lesser of a Dain is good enough to decide and give it to whoever he wants. Al Kalpanim, we have Machlekes Rishainim. What is Shuda Didaini? Is it a psak based on what the real Bailim, who the real Bailim is, the way Rashi and Rishbam learn, or it's just whoever the Dain wants to give it to, he has a right to give it to? The Gemara continues and asks the Kasha from the Mishnah later in Daf Kuf from Machlif Parba Chamor Viyolda. If you make a Kinya Chalipin on the Para ayidei meshichas hachamar, and then it gave birth. Uvechena meichas shifchasay v'yolda, and the shifcha gave, you bought the shifcha with kinyan kesev, and the shifcha gave birth. And the meichas and the lekech are arguing. Zayim et shleim rochati yolda. The meichas says that before I sold it, it already gave birth, and the vlad is mine of the para and of the shifcha. And the lekech says mishalakachti yolda. After I already bought it, and we can't see because we make kinyan chalipin on the chamar, or I gave just a kesef for the shifcha, that's when I gave birth, and therefore the vlad is mine. So the din is yachloiku. So the Gemara is asking why is it, it's a suffix between the meichas and the lekech. When was the Vlad born? And Mela, who is the Bailam of the Vlad? And the din is Yachloiku. Why is it different than Zemesh Alavais, and then we paskin called the Alim Govar? The Tumim and Simon Kuflam and Tesif Cotton Bays asks from here, and that what the Shach says, according to the Shitza Rosh, that the din of called the Alim Govar is only where each one, Tain is Bari, Each one says Bori, he is the Bailim. Then we say the MSE Mimai, whoever is the true Bailim is giving Maiser Nafsha Yaiser. The Rosh had explained that the Koldam Gover is a Svara, that the Bailim is going to be Maiser Nefesh to get it for himself, because he knows that he's the Bailim. That's only when both are Bori. But by Shem of his Shema, it's not Shayach Koldam Gover, because then the Svara doesn't apply. You didn't even know you're the Bailim. He doesn't know he's the Bailim. So Zok the Tumi Melchayr in our Gemara, you see clear that the Gemara held that in Machlif Par Bachamar, you should say, called Dalim Govar. Aye, over there, Machlif Par Bachamar, there's a Manda Omer in the Gemara later, Daf Kufa Mer Aleph, that explains that Mishnah that we're talking about, each one is a Shema. The Meichr and the Lekeach are not necessarily a Bari. Even if the Meichr is a Shema and the Lekeach is a Shema, still we say Yachlaiku. And our Gemara held that it should say, called Dalim Govar. So you see that the Svar of called Dalim Govar is not totally in each one being a Bari. And because we say that whoever is the Bailam is going to fight harder and get it for himself. So you see, now like the Svar of the Rosh. The Nachlas Dovin in Bamitzian Daf Bey says, to answer this kasha of the Tumim, that you have to say that the Awasugya held that the Mishnah Daf Kuf is talking about Dafka Bori Ubori. Al Kapanim Leshitas Rosh. If you understand, called Alam Govar, is Mitzad Svar that whoever is the real Bailam is going to be Maisa Nefesh Yaiser in order to get it for himself, so it has to be Bori Bori. And the case of Machber B'chamar also has to be a case of Bori Bori. The Chasam Sefer says that the Rosh will be infarishing Mars Kasha, that Machle Par B'chamar, he should say, Shud Daini, like the way the Yeshua Farshim bring, that the Reshbam brings, not the regular Pshat. But that the Gemara's Kasha is on Shmuel, that had said, by Shnei Shtaros Yotzi Me'amecha, we pass in Shudin the Daini, and we pass in Yachloiku. So why do we pass in Yachloiku? We should pass in Shudin the Daini. That's how the Yesh Mefarshim learns. So the Gemara never was asking that we should say a dinim called Alam Govar by Machlif Par Bachamar, and Lefi the Rosh, it's very move on, because it wouldn't make sense to say called Alam Govar by Machlif Par Bachamar, because each one is not necessarily a Bari. Like the Gemara says, Nafkuf, there's a way to explain the Mishnah that each one's a Shem of a Shema. The Mishnah does say Yachloiku, but the Rishonim Ma'orer that the Gemara in Daf Kuf says that the Mishnah goes Lefi Sumchis, that says Mumen Mamen Amut B'Safik Chalkin. So Bazoi, really, it's a Pashta Kasha. What's the Gemara asking that you say called Alam Govar? Maybe only Sumchis holds Yachloiku, but Lefi the Rabbanon, that they hold that normally in Mamun Mutab Safik you don't say Chalkin, so maybe the Rabbanan will hold that you say Kol Dalam Govar. But the Rishonim explained that no, even the Rabbanan that argue in Sumchas and they don't say always that the Klal of Mamun Mutab Safik is Chalkin, but they are made to Sumchas where there's no Mugzik or Cheskas Marakama that Avada you'll say Yachloiku. And the Mela, the Gemara is asking that why do you say Yachloiku? You should say Kol Dalam Govar. It's a Kasha on the Rabbanan also, not only on Sumchas. There's a smack like this in Riki Veger in Bamitzia and Daf Bezim and Aleph, because Tyson Bamitzia Daf Bezim and Aleph says Ula Sumchis Afagav the Ain Muchzakim, by the Fi Sumchis, even though they're not Muchzakim, Vena Chluki Chayli Yesemis, but Tyson speaks out that Hechitich Drardim Mine Yachloiku. Where there's a Drardim Mine, where there's a Safik Be'etzem, then the din is Yachloiku Lefi Sumchis. And Riki Veger is Ma'er over there, that why did Tyson say Dafka Lefi Sumchis? In a case where there's no Muchzakim, then even the Rabbanan agree, Yachloiku. So you see that the Riki Veger clearly understood, and it's like the Rishonim in our Sugya, that even the Rabbanan will agree to Sumchis that we say Yachloiku, but Mokim, that there's no Mukzik or Cheskas Marakama. And the Mele, the Gemara is a good Kasha. Why is it Din Yachloiku? Why isn't the Din called Alam Gavar? And this Kasha is even Lefi, the Rabbanan. In the Ulam HaMishpat, in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, he asks, why does Gemara have to ask for the Mishnah Machlif Par Bachamar, which is going Lefi Sumchis, before the Rishonim's Teretz? Why didn't he ask simply from a Mishnah earlier, on Daf Chav Gimel, by Anipo, you find a bird that's within the 50 Amis, and next to somebody else also, it's in between, the Gemara declares over there, Raven Karev, and the Gemara says, Mechza, Mechza, if it's half and half, then is Yachloiku. Over there also, they're not Mugzakim, and it's also Ikel Mekim Allah de Milsa, we still see Yachloiku. Why? Because it's Betzim a Suffolk. So why don't we say, called Alam Govar? See, the Ulama Mishpat says, it can be Deich and say that over there it's talking about that if you find the bird within Chamisha Ma'am of your property, then it's considered like Muchzakim. So therefore, that is Machayiv, the Psak of Yachloiku. So it's not a Kasha that we should say, called Alam Govar. The Gemara answers, and we go to Daf Lamed Heyam and Beis, that Hossam over there by Machbar Bechamar, Lahai Islay Dror Demaina. This one has a Dror Demaina, Lahu, and the other one also Islay Dror Demaina. Both have a Dror Demaina. Hachan, by us, by Zeham Shalavaisa, Idemar, Loi Demar, if it belongs to one that says Shalavaisa, it's not the others, Idemar, Loi Demar. What does it mean Dror de Mamayna. So the Rashbam explains that over there by Mach Parba Chamar, the para is belonged to the Meicher, and then it belonged afterwards to the Lekeach. Each one has in this Mamayn, first the Meicher, and then the Lekeach. Since each one has in this Mamayn, so we say Yachloiku. Mashenk, Mesayam, Shlavay say one has in the Mamayn, the Karka belongs to him, and the other one has nothing. It not never was, and not is either. The Ramban of Mamatzian, the Beis Mabez, Mavar, the Rashbam, that means that by Machu Barba Chamar, the site of Drab de Ramayna is that each one has a Shaykhis and a Tviya in this moment. Each one has a claim in this money. The seller has a claim by saying that the Para gave birth before the Kinyi Chalipin, and the Lekech has a claim that the Para was born after the Kinyi Chalipin. So each one has a shaykhus to the moment and a tvi on the moment. And mele, we have to satisfy that by saying yachloiku. Mashenkim, ezeh mishlavaisai, each one does not have necessarily any shaykhus to the moment. Only one is the bailam, and the other one is not the bailam. L'chayra, we could add and we could say that the Rishbam is going l'shitasei that kol dal govar is a siluk. That means Bezin will not paskin. Bezin will just remove themselves and let each one fight it out. So in Malkim, that each one has a tviya gemura on this moment, Bezin can't be misalik. The Mayachik could say, how could you just say leave kol dal govar? It was my para, and if it gave birth first, then I'm the Bailam of the Vlad. And the Lekech can say, I bought the para. If it gave birth after, I'm the Bailam of the Vlad. What do you mean we should fight it out? Go ahead, you have to make up sak. The Ramah is in his Pirush Hasheni Mevar that Bishleima, where each one has a shaykhus and a tvi in the mamin, it's possible to give each one half. Because when you give each one half, and you say achleiku, you're not giving him for no reason at all. You're giving him mikoyach the dor de mamina, as if he has a schus in the mamin, mitzad his taina, mitzad his tviya, so we're giving him chatzi, we're giving him half, saying achleiku. But in Malkim, there's no dor de mamina, so if you're going to split it between the two, so really what you're doing is you're being mitzi half from the real owner. Because there's no shaykhis to it. Even though avada, by the case of Mach Parba Chamar also, it's not that it belongs to both, it only belongs to one. But that's the taich of Dror de Amayna. Each one has a shaykhis to it. So we have to give a psaki yachloiku. And psaki yachloiku is not being mitzi, at least from the tain and the schus that each one has. Mashenke, Mezem, Shla, Vaisai, we can't do that, because one has no shaykhis b'chalt in a moment. So we have to say, call the Alim Govar. Also the Ramah adds, that over there, by the case of Mach Bar B'chamar, each one has a shaykhis, so it's really possible there's no rabbi. Each one taka thought that Bishus a Yolda. But over here, there's a Vade Ramai. If there's a Vade Ramai, we don't say Yachloiku, like the Rivo said earlier, Shitz the Rivo, that when there's a Vade Ramai, there's no din Yachloiku, and that's why Paskin call the Alim Gova. This is all in the Havana of Dror de Mamayna, that the Rishbam and Rashi says that they have a shaykhis to the moment, a tvi on the moment. Taisvis learns that Dror de Mayna means Maloi Tanaseim Yesh Safik LeBezdin. Without their Tainas, there's a Safik to Bezdin, who is the real Bailam. What does that mean? L'chayr, the reason of Taisus is the Bemokim, that there's a Safik Machmas Tanaseim, because of their Tainas, so then you have to have a reason to pass in Yachloiku. And since you don't have a reason to pass in Yachloiku, you say, call down Gover. That's the case. Zemesh Lavais, Zemesh Lavais. But by Dror de Mayna, the din of Yachloiku is machmas netzim suffik. The ikker din of the mammon is that we're mesupik in the mammon. Who is the bailam? Without their tain is we're mesupik in the mammon. And the din of a mammon that we're mesupik in is Yachloiku. Since machmas af suffik, the koyach of shneim are equal in this mammon, so we have to be choyel the mammon bein shneim. Manshenke by zemish lavai, zemish lavai. There is no suffik here be'etzim. It's only al pi tain oseyem that create a suffik, and that's not a mechayev for Yachloiku, and Mele will say the din of kol da'alim govar. The Chem de Shleima is meisif in Mamatziyah Naf Beis that Dror de Mayna, you can't say kol da'alim govar because kol da'alim govar is a siluk of Bezdin. And the Mokim is a suffik lefoneinu, but loitan Hasayim, Bezdin has no right in Misalik, they have to give a psak din. This is only good according to the way of understanding kol da'alim govar that it's a siluk. Mehmet's Rebbe Chanan, the Kevitz Shurim, Oistes says that when there's no Dror de Mayna, it's not even called a suffix. And in Mele, it's not Machayv Yachloiku. What is it? We look at that like Chisar Nyedir. So Bezin can go ahead and even salik themselves. Bezin does not require to go ahead and paskin. But where does a Dror de Mayna? We have a suffix Be'etzim. They have to go ahead and paskin.
The Chemer Shleima adds another beer based on Taisvis in Bamitzia that Tzadik Zainim obeys. The Mimokim Sheish Sofik Lebeznin Beloy Tane Seim, it's considered like they're both Muchzakim. When there's a Sofik to Bezdin without their Tainis, then they're both considered Muchzakim. Avada, we can't say call down Gover. We have Tziach Leiku. That's the previous Sugi in the Lamed Dalam Beis, that where they're both Muchzakim, Avada, the din has to be Yach Leiku. It can't be called down Gover in different ways of the Rishayim explaining it. And the Nesivis also in Simenai and Vavs have caught in Dalid is Mavar the Mishnah of the case of the nipple of the bird that's found that you say Yachleiku, that even though they're not Eichzin, but since the Dror de Mamainitz, Chashivik and Mokzokim. And you say Yachleiku. So again, we see the Svarab that the reason why we say Yachleiku, Mimokim, a Sofik, that's Dror de Mamainitz, because that gives it a Chashivis of Mokzokim, and wherever it's Mokzokim, we have to paskin Yachleiku. But the Fizeh, that over here, Mimakim is no chazok kumash tachs yad rishaloi, just stam a mukzik. Maybe you wouldn't say, you also can't say kal dalam gover. You say yachleiku. We're saying this chazok is not a chazok kumash tachs yad rishaloi. It's stam a mukzokim. Dror de Mamainitz cannot create a chazok kumash tachs yad rishaloi. It can only create maybe a din mukzik. And still would say that you say yachleiku and not kal dalam gover.
Al kalponim, we have two malchim in the Rishonim in what the svara of Dror de Mamainitz is. Lefi the Rashbam, another Rishayim, it means a shaychus to the moment, and since both have a shaychus to the moment, we can't paskin kol dalam gavar. And according to Taisus, it means that beloy tanei seim yesh sofik lebezin. We see a sofik be'etzem even without their tainas, and that's also a reason why we can't paskin kol dalam gavar. The Rashbam Taka asks that this all explains why we don't paskin kol dalam gavar in the case of machlif par b'chamar. But it's still shver, why don't we paskin shudah d'daini? Eino chanami, kol dalam gavar we can't do, but let's say shudah d'daini. And l'chayra, the Rishbam answers that the reason why it's not shayach shudah d'daini is l'shitasai, because the sight of shudah d'daini is the dayan looks and sees who he thinks that is the real bailam of the chefetz. L'misha anayta levei adiyanam shay anaysin oyavay akreva yoyser, the one who he loves or the one he's a more great, closer relative to, that's the one he gave the matana to. That is only shayach, it's something which is up in the air. By machlif par b'chamor, where the suffix over here is when was the latest havlad, before the Mashiachas HaChamor or after the Mashiachas HaChamor, it's not shayach b'chlal shudah d'daini. So the Rishbam says clearly that it's only by matana l'shnayim shir bezlim yoyev yoyser. The lidei gomer amakni to him, he was gomer amakni, gave it to him and not to the other. Avalach b'drav nachman shayach b'chlal over here, it's not shayach a din of shudah d'daini. And therefore, by the case of machlif par b'chamor, it's pushed that there won't be a din of shudah d'daini. Well, if she eats a toisvis, that shudah daini means lemisha yirtza hadayin litain. So lechayra by machlif par b'chamar, you should also say shudah daini. Well, the Gemara only answers by saying that it's a dror d'maina, why we can't paskin kol dalam gavar. But shudah daini lechayra should be shaykh by machlif par b'chamar. We don't know who is the bal havlad, so say let the dayanim choose. So the Rashba answers the kash, and the Rashba says that over here it's ikal mekam alod milsa. If it's ikal make him a lot of milsa, so he can't say shudah d'daini. But Rabbi Yoina is deicha that teretz. He says ikal make him a lot of milsa is svara to say not to say kol dalam gavar. But over here, we're anyway not saying kol dalam gavar. We're saying yach leiku. So it's vaytish rare. Why didn't he say shudah d'daini? So Rabbi Yoina answers says in Ksubis the Gemara's masik that zemach leikis that tanoim, which is a better psak shudah d'daini or chalukah. So you can say Shmuel holds that the mission over there is going lemandam the chalukah zadifa. So my male, that's the teretz. That ain't a chanami, be'etzem will be shaykh to psak of shudah daini equal to the psak of chalukah. But like feeling a mara in Ksubis that the chalukah is a better psak than shudah daini, so that's the reason why machlit por b'chamor, you say the psak chalukah, you don't say the psak of shudah daini. The Rishbam says that is yesh meforshim that the Gemara's kasha from machlit bar b'chamor is why in machlit bar b'chamor you don't say shudah daini. Well, if you were just saying, the teretz is that where there's a dror de mina, the Gemara is answering, you don't say shuda. So that means that dror de mina itself is a reason not to say shuda de daini. Now really, the Migash says in Daf Lamadal that a place where it's not oichazin, and it's like making a lot of milsa, if there's no dror de mina, you say shuda de daini. And if there's dror de mina, you say chalkin. So you see that dror de mina maybe is a siba for chalukah, and that excludes both the psak of kol dalam gavar, and also excludes the psak of shudah daini. Betzim the Chasam Sofer is mevar that since each one has a shaychus to the moment, so you can't say shudin either. Tim mafki the moment idei bezin. It's a steer to the psak of kol dalam gavar, and it's also a steer to the psak of shudin the daini. The Gemara on top of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis says that after we explained that by zerei meshal avoysai v'zerei meshal avoysai the din is kol dalam gavar and not yachloiku because it's not a dror de moina. The Gemara says, "B'shem nardoi that in bo echol min hashuk ve'achzik bo." And somebody, if somebody comes from the outside and is machzik in the land, ain mitzi an oisim yodei. We don't take away that land that the two people are fighting on. Each one is saying zeh shalavaisai, and the din is called dalam gavar. We are not mitzi and bezin from the shlishi from a third person that goes and takes away the land. And even if he doesn't tine anything, we still don't take away the land. And the Rashbam says, because Shema Gamla Bezer Rishonim Ein Lem Chelik Bo. Maybe the first two people don't have a chelik. Who knows who owns the land? And we let the third person keep it. Emitz, and the Gemara brings a raya, the Tani Rab Chia, Gazlan Shal Rabim Lav Shmei Gazlan. A Gazlan from a Rabim is not called a Gazlan. And the Nardoi understood that over here we're talking about also, this is considered a case of Gazlan the Rabim. You stole from two people that are arguing with each other, Zemesha Lavaisai. We don't know who is the right Bailim, who's the real owner. The din is called Alm Govar. Because we leave it out, let them fight it out. Maybe one of them is the real Bailim. But in the case where Boechem and Ashuk, somebody else comes and takes it away, we say that maybe it's taka neither of these two people, and therefore, Gazlan shall rab lo shmei Gazlan, and there's no chiyuv hashava. Rav Ashi argues, and he says, loylam shmei Gazlan, there's a din of Metzi and Miyadoi, umay lo shmei Gazlan. What did Rav Chiyah mean when he said, Gazlan shall rab lo shmei Gazlan? He meant the exact other direction. Shalai nitin lo yishavim, that he can't just return it back to them, because he has to return it to the real Bailim. He doesn't know who to return it to. Once it comes to him, he has to make a proper hashava. Now, the etzim halacha of Nardoi, that the din is ein metzian oisa miyodoi, that means that if the third person grabs it, we can't emotes it. That's in a case where two people are arguing, each one saying, say, oi, mishla voisai. What would be, and let's say in a case that it wouldn't be two people arguing, it would be stam one person, it would be a yochid, a tain of shla voisai, and nobody else is contesting his tain of shla voisai, and then comes along another person and he's teifis it. What would be the halacha? Would we say that also in there that's called Re'ei Metzi'in Miyodei, like Nardoi said, B'zeh Mishal HaVoysai? Or would we say in such a case that Metzi'in Oysai Miyodei? So Rav Chan, Mekevitz Shur, Metzi'in Ois Kuf Nun Ches, says clearly that the din would be that he cannot grab it, we take it away from him. Why? Says Rav Chan, because it would help his Tainas Bori, that it was his, and it can, where it's not connected a Muzik or connected anybody else who's opposing him. Only in our Gemara, where two people are tining, each one shall have oisai, over there Nardoi says that if somebody else grabs him, bo'achim nashuk, and he grabs him, v'achzik bo, is ein metzin ois miyodo, you can't take it away from that person that grabbed it, because these two people are makrishim ze'ezeh, are contradicting each other. In other words, that in a case where there is no contestant, a tainas bari helps, and since it's not being moitzi from a muhzik. But where there is a contestant, there's a suffix, maybe it's neither of the two. They contradict each other. They create a situation that neither one is considered like a muhzik in his taina. And a male, if somebody else grabs it, a moitzi noisim yodai. The Lashna Rajbi is, one says it's not yours, and the other one says, neither one is my baldover. I don't know who's the owner. Maybe it's a third person. Rabbeinu Yain also says the chivin kolech and makrish as chaver b'tainas bari. Each one's makrish the other in a tainas bari. Ain kan shum rayish teila echad mihem. There's no rayish belong to any of the two. Vahavalei k'mamin she'ain lo toivim. It has a din like mamin that does not have any toivim. It's like nobody's, and therefore somebody else is grabs it. Ain mitzi an oisa miyodet. Now, Be'emes, the Achreinim really ask for a kasha on the Rambam Shita in Perik Yudalit, Hilchus Toim V'nitin, Aloch Yud Beis, that says that even though a chazoka, she'eni mo taina, is not a chazoka, but if somebody is machzik without a taina, and the ma'ar has no edim that karka was shaloi, there's no morikama. Stamaza, he just comes to argue, ain't a yochel oitzim yod, he can't be moitzi from the one who claims with taina's bori that it's his, even though he doesn't have a tain of lakuchi biyodi. He just says, this is my land, he's masik in the land. L'chayra, why is it different than our sugya? That even though there's no aiden that is yours, somebody else could be taifes. Like we see over here, that if somebody, third person grabs it, ein mitzi nesim yodai. So the Shar Mishpat and Simen Kufla Mates and Sivkot and Beis answers similar to what we said before, B'Shem Rabbi Chanan, that since his Tainas a Tainas Bari before anybody else grabbed it, he was already Zoyche B'Tainas Bari. That means even the Mandomer holds Bari V'Shem Olav Bari Odiv, that's only because Tainas Bari against the Shema cannot be Moitzi from a Muchzik. But where there's no Muchzik, a Tainas Bari helps. If somebody else is Machzik before you tain his bari, so you can't mitzi with a tain his bari, even though Machzik doesn't tain anything at all. But if, let's say over here, somebody is Machzik in the land, and it's already his, so then you can't be mitzi from at all, even though the Machzik doesn't tain anything at all. But maybe it's his, maybe some of the Bayan was mafkered, or maybe Bayan was meichlet to him, so you can't be mitzi. Even a bari can't be mitzi, but if the bari is not going connected a Machzik, then a bari is yizoich with a tain his bari alone. The Nesivus also says it's such a lusher teretz in Simen Kufman Vav Siv Katan Tes, and he's meisiv that if your person was already machzik in the karka before somebody else comes and tainas that it's his, so you can't be meitzi the karka mitachas yodoy because you have an additional svari here. He's like a shemer aveda, he has to be shemer for the bailim, even if you want to say it's not his. Maybe it's not his. Maybe he's no taina. He's not claiming how he got it or where he got it. He's just in the land. But he's not worse than a shemer aveda, so he's mutter to mishtar mishne karka because the bayam is not oymer to mishtar mishne karka at all. They're not here. It's like a chotz levin lameger, which is mutter mishtar mishba. So in either case, they're explaining that the sheets of Rambam is that even though a chazok sheni matayin is not a chazoka, but if somebody is machzik without a tayin and it's already his, either like the Shaar Mishpat says he was zeicha with his tayin is bari before anybody took it away, before somebody was machzik in it or somebody grabbed it, or like Zivis is adding that he's at least a shemer aveda, so somebody else who's coming to him cannot be mitzi mi yodai. And the same similar din is in a case where one person is a mazik in the karka and he has even a tainas bari that it's his. Once he is a mazik in the karka and his tainas bari that it's his, definitely nobody else could be taifis it, and if he would be taifis, the halacha would be mitzi in miyodei. So our sugi is only in a case where two people are arguing with each other and each of their tainas are makrish each other. If each of the tainas are makrish each other, so now we don't have really bali dvarim here. There's no bali dvarim here. It might be somebody else completely, not any of these two. So then the halacha is that if somebody else is taifis, then ain't mitzi in oisim miyodei. Now, this is all in the Reshbam that explains that the yisoid of Nardoi in Boechem Nashuk Verzik Bo Ein Maitzi and Oisim Yodoi is because Shem Al Gamla Bezer Yishoinim Ein Lam Chedik Bo. Maybe to neither of the two people that are arguing, saying Shalav Oisai, it's neither of the two. Neither of the two have a Chelik. So if neither of the two have a Chelik, so that's how we Machal between this case and a case of just one person in the land. And a Melo, somebody else grabs it away. So the Allah is, according to Nardor, that Ein Maitzi and Oisa Miyodai. But Toisvis is Masbir, and he says that Ein Maitzi and Oisa Miyodai, he asks Akasha, why don't you say that they should write a Harshah Zela Zeh? And Memel, if they write Ashah Zelazeh, it's either one of them. They both have the power as if it's one person now. Usually that's what Ashah accomplishes. It's a writ of attorney that you can collect for me. And they can be mitzi from the third person, because they're arguing, each one's saying Havaisai, but they all agree it's nobody else's. So why can't they be mitzi from the one who is Taifis after their argument? And Taif says that Hoyle Rishoyim ain't his kokenlan. Since they're Rishoyim, you can't deal with them. Rabbi Chanan is Medaik from Taifis. That, what does it mean, Hashoah Zel Zeh? How could that help? It must be that the whole tzad to be is only because it belongs to one of the other two Balidinim, one of the two people that are arguing. But there's no tzad that it belongs to a third person. Because if there would be a tzad that it belongs to a third person, what is Hashoah going to help? Hashoah just says that if it's mine or it's my other person's arguing with me, I have the kayach to be teveyet. But if it's, you can't be doicha me to my friend or my friend to me. But if it's neither of ours, if it's maybe neither of the two have a chelik in it, so you can't have a kasha, yichtav ashol zeh lazeh. So l'cher, it's mashman taisvis that he understood differently than the Rashbam. That the sight over here is that avada we take on that it's either one of the two people that are arguing, saying zeh emish la vaisai, and still Nardoi says in such a case, in boechem in ashuk ve'achzikbo, you can't be mitzi because since these two people that are arguing are mevatel each other's tainus, we have no right that it's either of the two. It blives like an open land that somebody else could be typhus. But if they would write Ashah Zelazeh, then the taka would help. Now, Be'emes, in the din of Ashah, we find that it says in Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat, in Sivim Mem Tes, that in the case of Shnei Yosef ben Shimon in a case where there are two people with the same name, Yosef ben Shimon, so they can't be mitzi a shtar choiv on somebody else, because each one could say, somebody else could say that that who said you're the right Yosef ben Shimon that I owe money to? Maybe I owe it to different Yosef ben Shimon. And the Rambam over there is mavur that if they write a harshah zelozeh, then they could be teveah. Each one could write a harshah to the other, and then they could be together with that harshah, which is the power of attorney from the other Yosef ben Shimon. One of them could go ahead and be teveah from the supposed loiva. The tumim in Sivkot and Tezayin over there in Siv Mem Tes says, "V'shem the chedusha gershuni," that harshah does not help with the tzad that one of them is a rami. If neither one is a rami, we have no reason to assume that any of them is a rami, then they could write a harshah one to the other, and then the one who has the harshah could collect on his behalf, and also he has the power of attorney for the other one that he's arguing with, and together they can collect from the loiva. But if there is a tzad of a rami, then ain't as kokin lehem. And it's raya that if there's a rami, then the din is that harshah doesn't work, is from our taisvus in our sugi in the flamet heyam abeis. Because taisvus says, if somebody goes, third person comes and grabs it, the halacha is that ein mitzi anoisa miyadi, can't take it away from him. And why don't they write harshah zelozeh? And taisvus says they can't write harshah zelozeh because they are rishoyim. So he says that this halacha, so it says the tumim, this halacha, that you can't write harshah zelozeh, that's only according to Narda. Narda says, ein mitzi anoisa miyadi. But Rav Ashi argues, and Rav Ashi says in the Gemara, that you are mitzi anoisa miyadi. And what does it mean when it says that Rav Chia said, "Gazan sharab leishmei gazlan," it meant leinitin leheishavin. He can't just return it to one. Maybe he should return it to both. We'll soon see. But the Rav Ashi argues in Ardon. Rav Ashi says that he's considered a gazlan, and the din is mitzina ismiyadai. So that means, according to Rav Ashi, since he learns differently than Ardon, you could make a harshah, even though one of them is a rami. One of them is saying not truth. So azay zok the tumim. The Ktzais in Simon Memtes, Sifkat Neches, argues on this tumim, and the Ktzais says that that's not the machlokes Nardoi and Ravashi. He says, Nardoi holds that in Boech Menashuk, Vemzik Bo, Eim Etzin Ois Miyodoi, and he rings a rai from Abchia Gazan Sharam Lishme Gazlan, and Ktzais says over there that even if they write Arshah, it doesn't work because one of them is the Rosh, at least, or the Rishoyim Ein is Kokin Lehem, and therefore they can't be Moitzi from the other person. He says that, what does it mean that Tosfos Teretz, what does that mean that it didn't say Rishoyim, therefore they can't be Teveya from the third outside person, and they can't write a Harshah. L'chayra, one of them is not a Gazlan. If one of them is not a Gazlan, L'chayra should be able to write the Harshah. The one who's not the Gazlan should be able to write to the other person Harshah that you can collect from my claim. So what's the pshat? He says Nardo is understanding that with writing harshah, you can accomplish that obliges a gazlin of a yochid, and a gazlin of a yochid is shmei gazlin, and therefore it should be mitzi and miyada. That was the kash of Tosfos that harshah should work. He says, what does it mean? The Tosfos answers that harshah does not work. The harshah does not work because that's the whole din of harshah is only takanas chazal, and the chazal were not misakin that takana for amoim, and therefore you can't be mitzi with harshah. Rav Ashi that argued and said Shmei Gazlin, he held that even a Gazlin derab Mishmei Gazlin. So that's why the halacha is you could always be mitzi in mimenu. That means the nekudas hamachleis in Rav Ashi and Hardo has nothing to do with what Tosfos says about Harshah. It has to do with whether or not it's considered a Gazlin of a Yochid or Gazlin of a Rabbim. Gazlin, according to Nardoi, it's considered a Gazlin from a Rabbim, and therefore the Shloishmei Gazlin, not called a Gazlin, he's allowed to keep it. And according to Rav Ashi, no, it's all Gazlin of a Rabbim is called Shmei Gazlin. And therefore, you always might see Nais Miyodai. Tosfos Kasha that you should write our show was just that according to Nardoi, we can accomplish that it has a din of a Gazlin of a Yochid. Because if each one writes a shot to the other, it's like it's only one person here that you have to deal with. If you have to only deal with one person, so therefore you could be able to be mitzi. But the svara of Tosfos Teretz that we don't say harshah because since there's a rashi here, the chazal were not masakin the din of harshah. It's a takanas chazal that there's no machlekes between Rav Ashi and Ardo. So even if we pass like Rav Ashi, not like the Ardo, the halacha should come out that you can't write harshah in a case where one of them is a rabbi. Where there's a rabbi in the two balidinim, so Mel the Ktzais argues on the tomb and he says, how can the tomb say that the halacha nali to the chiddush gershuni and say that you could write harshah liba derav Ashi? It's not true. Not even according to Ravashi, you can't write Arsho because there's no machlekes Ravashi in Hardo as regards to whether you can write Arsho when there is a Shoim involved or not. The whole machlekes is only if it's a Gazlan Shal Rabim, it's called a Gazlan. According to Ravashi, a Gazlan of a Rabim is called a Gazlan, and therefore it's Maitzia Miyodah, and according to Nardo, it's not called a Gazlan, name Maitzia Miyodah. The whole kunz of the Arsho was just the two oif that oblige a Gazlan of a Yochid. But Al Koponim, we see from the Ktzais that the Yisoid of the Harsha is a Takanas Chazal, and that's the understanding of Taisus in his Teretz, why if they're Rishayim, you can't be mighty with Harsha, because the Chazal were not Misakin Harsha in a case of a Rami where there's a Rasha involved. Now Rabbi Chanan really asks on Taisus in Smatmiya, but that doesn't stem with the Rashbam. The Rashbam says the reason for Nardor that it's not a Gazlan is because maybe neither of the two have a Chelik. So then Arsho doesn't help. What's the difference that you write Arsho one to the other? Maybe it's neither of the two. Elamai, I have to say, the Tosafot understood that it's for sure, but one of them. We don't have a Chashash that maybe it's something from the outside. It's either the one who said Shalavaisai or the other one who said Shalavaisai. Melo Tosafot asked, they just write Arsho. If you write Arsho, you have your own power. Either you're the right real Bailim, so you could be Maitzi. Elamai, it's the other person that's the right Baldovers, and he gives you over his Kayach, and together you should be able to take away from the third person that grabbed it. But Lechaira, if that's what Tosafos held, Sfekto B'Chanan, then it's really, like we said before, that it really belongs to only one of them. One of them is saying the truth. They're not both Rishoyim. One of them is not a Rasha. If one of them is not a Rasha, so then why can't he give it over, his Kayach, to the other person and may the other person be able to veah? Now, L'chay, what does Tosafos mean? L'chay, have to explain Tosafos that Avadi holds like the Rishbam, that Yechayish, maybe it's neither the two. But that's only if there's two Bali Dvarim, each one Taina is Shalihu, so each one is Mevatel now the Taina of his friend, like we saw from the relation of the Rishainim. So we have now no beer that is theirs at all. It's Taki is a Tzad that it could be somebody else's, and now that each one says that it's Shalavaisai, the other one says Shalavaisai, so each one's Taina is Mevatel the other one's Taina. But in the case where they write Arsha, so then it becomes one Din Tirat. They're not arguing with each other. So if they're not arguing with each other, it's like one Taina that it's theirs. Once they have like one Taina, then it's theirs, that's already a Taina's Baldover. A Taina's Baldover, you have a Chavis Munach or Shishrab, and somebody says, Shaloi, it's his, he has a Taina's Baldover, Avadi's Neman. So that was Taisus Taina, Taisus Kasha, that over here should help Arsha to create that it's one Taina's Baldover. Once it's one Taina's Baldover, they should be able to be Maitzi from the fellow, from the third person that grabbed it. Now, what was Taisus Teretz? Taisus Teretz was that since the Rishoyim ain't his Kokenlem. That means without Harsho, we assume that maybe it's neither of the two. And since without Harsho, we say that the Tzad maybe belongs to neither of the two, and the Taket are both Rishoyim. That's what Taisus means, they're both Rishoyim. So Mela Harsho is not going to help. But that's only if you understand Taisus that when one of them is a Vaday Rasha, then Harsho doesn't help. When, and there's at least at Safi, that any of them is Rishoyim, that then doesn't help, because it might be neither of the two. But from the Chedusha Geshuni and the Tumim and the Ktsois Mevur, that even by Ishtar Chayv, that one of them is not a Rasha, but it doesn't help, it still doesn't help Harsha. That means if one of them is a Rasha and one is not a Rasha, then it still won't help Harsha. And that's very schwer, because if one of them is Taka, not a Rasha, it means not Pshat Taisvis, not like we're saying Pshat Taisvis, that the Tzad, that they're both, the reason why you can't write him Harsha is because they're Rishoyim. Taisvis means because maybe they're both Rishoyim. Maybe it belongs to neither of the two. Maybe it's just a third person's. But from these Paiskim, it's Mashma that no, that if one of them would be for sure not a Rasha, it doesn't make a difference. Since one is yes a Rasha, one of them is a Rami, so you can't write on Harsha. So that's very schwer. The Baal Hashtar, that's the true Baal Hashtar, he's marking his Chelik, so he's not a Rasha. So you have two people, and one of them is yes a Rasha, one of them not a Rasha. If the one who's a Rasha anyway, it has on his own, he can't be marking anything. He doesn't. It's not his, and there's no claim. There's no tefiah. The one who is not a Rasha could go ahead and give his Chelik over correctly, properly. I'll leave it to Din to the one who's a Rasha. So then, why can now that one claim from the outside person? He has a proper Hasha. That's not shver on these paiskim. In summary, what we have is as follows. We have two ways of understanding the shita of Nardo.
Even Hardo is saying that Boechem Nashuk Vevzik Boy Metzino is Miyodoi, because the Gazlan of Rab is not called a Gazlan. That means, because it, like the Rashbam says, that it's neither of these two people. It belongs maybe to a third person, and it belongs to a third person, so there's no Balidinim over here. There's nobody that you're arguing with, so somebody else is able to imagine, going to keep it. It's a Gazlan Shal Rab. He's not taking it from anybody. Mechatesa that it belongs to these two more than anybody else on the outside. And we have it sad also to explain Taisis like that. The Taisis may be understood like the Rashbam also, that this possibility belongs to a third person, but Taisus was, when he asked, it should help Hashem, Taisus meant that the Hashem makes them into one baldin. If it helps them, they become one baldin, so then it's one tefiah here, and it's well to be mighty, and that's good for Taisus Teres. Taisus Teres said, Rishoyim hein enes kokel, and Taisus meant, like the Rishbam, that maybe it's neither of the two. That's one malach. A second malach in Nardoi is that the suffix is takenat, that it maybe is somebody in Ashuk. It's a suffix only between these two balidinim, and that's the pashas of Taisvis, and that's why Harsha would help, because we don't have a sad that it's somebody else on the outside. It's only these two people, like Rabbi Chan understood Taisvis, and that's why Harsha should help to be able to be mighty from the third person who grabbed it. And still, Nardoi held that since they're being makhish each other with their tainis, it still has a din of gather of imam and shem le'tovim. It still has a locha of mamin that's not vada either of these two, and Mela, somebody else is typhusid, it blives a Gazlan Shal Rabim, and a Gazlan Shal Rabim, the din is that Ain might see an Oysim Yodai. And we also have that the two other ways understand Taisvis Teres that Hoel Rishoyim in his Gokim Lam. Lamaisa the Tzais understands Taisvis, that Vikra Din doesn't help Hashor at all. He can't be Machin Dov Shein Mishus, it's only Takonas Chazal. And the Gabi Rishoyim, there's no Takonas Chazal. And from Luchana, we have the Kasha that Lechaira, they're not both Rishoyim, only one of them is Rishoyim, and the one is the real Baal should be able to write Harsha to his Chaver. And the way to answer that is to say that Taisvis Maskim to the Rashbam, that there is a Tzad that maybe it's neither of these two. If there's a tzad that it's maybe neither of these two, so then Harsha won't work. And that's what Taisus means, that Harsha doesn't work when there are Rishoyim, and he meant both of them are Rishoyim. And we said that that is Nis, that's contradicted from the Lashna Mashmois of the Paiskim, that in the case where even only one is a Rasha, you still can't write a Harsha. So that's Shver. We have the vibe of Ruchan's Kasha, that why Takanat? To let the Baal Mahamitim, let him be makne his Chus Tviya to the one who is the not a Baalim. And then he could be able to collect. The Maisa, Ravashi argues in Ardo, and Ravashi says that Loilam Shmei Gazlin. And what does it mean? What does it mean? Rav Chiya's Halacha of Loilam Shmei Gazlin. He meant Shlei Nitin Li Yishavin. Shlei Nitin Li Yishavin means that he can't return it. What does it mean? He can't return it. So the Rishbam explains that he can't be Moitzi Miyodai and Mafkira and be Mafkira Lishnayim or Rishayim. He can't just give out this Chayfitz. And the Rosh says clearly that he has to mishalim l'cholechad ve'achad. He has to give to each one. He has to give him the full amount, because he has to be machzir this chavitz to the proper bailim. Ay, l'choyer karkas ain't an exelis. How could he return? He has to give back the karkas to each of these two bailim. He's saying, they're fighting over the karkas. But the Shittim Kubes, Shem Tesa Rosh explains that we're not dealing with the gufa karka. We're talking about the peiris that he ate. And as always, gepasin the tour and simen kuflamites. So l'gabi, the peiris that he ate, Tony Rav Chiya, that Gazan Shal Rabim Loi Shmei Gazan, that means it's Loi Nitin Li Yishavin, and that means they have to return the payers to each one. Now the Rishbam says a Loshin, that the reason why you can't be Mafkirit is because the Tafsinon Loi Mafkinon. Once with Teufis, like we said before, with the case called Al Gavar, once you Teufis, Bezin's Teufis, he can't be Maitzi. But that time alone is not enough, because then the Chayfitz could still remain by you, the payers still remain by you, that's Loi Mafkinon. So therefore, the Rishbam was ma'isiv that over here, since it's bol yodir b'teres gezel, you mechuyev t'lashiv l'shneim, because otherwise you're not mekayim yechiyev ashova. And that's like a Rekiva's halacha that holds that gozel mechamish mini adam, if you steal from five people, tzorech l'shalem l'chol echod v'echod. You have to pay back to each person. So in order to mekayim yechiyev ashova, you have to return it to every one that you have a suffix that maybe he is the baile. The Ramban asks, and the Rishbam, that the halacha of Tafsinon, Lei Mafkinon, is only in Bezdin. Bezdin that grabs it, he might see something from their Rishus to a Machloikas, to something which is not without clarity. They have to be Mivar HaDover. But a Stama person, Adam Echad, a third person over here that was Taifis, if he wants, he can be Maitzi. Why can't he give it back to the two that were fighting? They're fighting till now. Zamish Alvaisiv, Zamish Alvaisai. So let them continue to fight. I grabbed it, so I'll be Maitzi. Telling me there's halacha. Itafsinon, loy mafkinon, that aloha is aloha in Bezin, frek the Ramban, on the Rashbam. It has nothing to do with an individual. Also, the Ramban asks, the Rashbam says that you have to be meishad, exe, lochalechad, veechad. Frek the Ramban, that's only if you gozel mirshus adam echod. If you steal from one person, Rabbi Kiva says, misafik after mishalim lecholechav echod. But over here, you're returning it to the place where you stole it. The mokim she gozel sham, you magzir it. And even though Rabbi Yoina brings a riot to the Shashbam, from that we paskin by a safik hinuach, a safik, let's say you're walking in the street and you find the object on the floor, you're not sure if it was put there on purpose or was fell there. It's a safik hinuach, it's a safik it was placed there. The din is l'chatchila lo yito, l'chatchila you can't take it. If you take it, you don't put it back because the guy will come back and he won't find it there. Whereas Mavur, that it's not enough that just to put it back where you found it. You have to go ahead and return it properly now once you picked it up. So over here, maybe also you'll say that once this third person grabbed it, we're talking about the payers, of course, then he has to give it back to the proper Bailim. So like the Rishbam and not and steer to what the Ramban is asking, but the Ramban says that it's not a good sushtel to the case of Safik Hinuach, Loita, not only Yachzir. Because over there, the reason why you can't put it back is because Bechoshish, maybe the Bailim came in between. And he didn't see the achefitz that you had taken, and then he went away. So you were goyrim that he'll never get it back. But if you know for sure, if he stood in the same place, and there wasn't enough time for the Bible to come and see that it's not there, and you put it back, l'chayr should be able to put it back. And so over here, that you don't have that chashash because he's not going to come. There's no coming in between and not seeing the object. It's not an aveda. Over here, it's a gizam shalavayz, gizam shalavayz. So you just give it back to their fight. So that's what he asks in the Rishbam, that why, how can you shtel tzur b'kivas aloch over here, that misafik yefti misham chalech v'echad, over here, just putting it back to where you had taken it from. So therefore the Ramban says, not like the Rishbam, and he says, you're not mechuyiv l'sham l'chalechad. You have to be meitzi d'chevitz mitachas yodoy, and the din will be kol dalam govar. So what does it mean, the Loshon of Ravashi in the Tanya of Chiyah, that Chiyah said, Gazan Sharab, Lishmei Gazan, and Ravashi explained it means, Leinitin Leishavain. It's not talking about a case, Zeim Shalavai, Zeim Shalavai, it's talking about a real Gzeilim Rabim, a real stealing from the Rabim, you don't know who to return it to. It's Leinitin Leishavain, because you don't know who to return it to. But it's only a Tushtel to our Gemara. And our Gemara, really, the din is not that you have to return to each person, the din is, Yitaka put it back where it was before, and the din will be called Alam Gavar. The Rajman, the Ran, asks, Ashitz Ramban, Deinam Uchid, L'sham, Cholechem, Echod. So if that's true, then every person will come and be Tevea from him. Anybody's going to come be Tevea, he could push them away and say, maybe it's not yours, maybe somebody else's. You could always say that. You never mechuyiv. You guys, it's like Shnei Yosef and Shimon Bir Achas. They can't be Moiti Yishtar Chayv al Acherim. So here also, how is he having to make Hashav? Each one that comes to be Tevea, it'll say, it's not yours, somebody else's. So the Rashba answers that over here, since it was tafsa b'feinenu, it's meitzian miyodi. Since the tfisa was in front of us, you might see, which is mashma, that something which you grab in front of everybody, everybody knows this third person grabbed it, doesn't have a din of a muhzik. So it doesn't have a din of a muhzik, it's able to give it out for the same psak that was up until now. Even though the ktsais, we said, mentioned earlier, brings a shin to tumim, that we're talking about over here, that they write hasho zelazeh. And Avashi holds that it helps hasho, even though the rishoyim, Nali Tais says in Shitz Nardoi, that's what the Tumet said, and the Tais had argued and said that Lekuli Alma, there's no Machlek, Ravashi and Hardo, Legabe, the din of Arsho. Arsho is not going to help you over here to be able to take it out of his Rishos, because in the case, both agree that Arsho doesn't work with the Arishoyim. And like Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, it's only by Halva you can push it away from. So you have to answer over here and say that by the din of Yosef ben Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, which requires a Harsha, is by Halva, by alone. You can push each one away and say, you're not the Malva, you're the Malva. But by Matana with the Chavitz Be'en, and the Chavitz Meshua not yours, then you can't shtup them away. You can't say that you can't say maybe it's not yours, maybe it's somebody else's, and then that would be Pshat, and you should shine him. That since the Utaifis this land before Nenu with the Paris, you Amatzi and Meyodai. You don't have a loch of a muzik, and even though by Shnei Yisim and Shimon you could be Doicha and say it's not yours, it's his, maybe it's not his, maybe you're the Yisim and Shimon, and you don't have a clarity in order to return it to any one person, but over here you could still be Maitzi it to the Psach Kol Dalam Gavar. Al Kaponim, it's Machlaikas Rishainim, how to learn Ravashi, that he learns that Leishme Gazlin, it means Leinitin Li Shavain, doesn't mean like the Rishbam, they have to return it, L'cholechad Ve'echad, at least the Rosh is clear like that, you return to each person, like the Din of Rabbi Kiva, that Gazma Chavish Mni Adam, that Tzarech L'shalim L'cholechad Ve'echad, or like the Ramban learns that you're not talking returning to each person, it just means Leinitin Li Shavain, it's just a Losh and Mushal, but really it means that you take it out for the Psak of Kol the Alim Gavar. And whatever was before now, beforehand, is still going to remain till now.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or a masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.